Would you like to try it on?
Oh, I would love to, but I don't have any money.
It's not strictly true. I have a couple $100s in my backpack, but that's American money. I have no idea what giants use.
I do.
Hudson reaches into his pocket and pulls out a gold coin with a tree stamped on it. Olya beams at the potential sale.
I've never met a vampire or a gargoyle before.
She turns back to the ring.
Besides, I can already tell, the ring has chosen you.
My eyebrows shoot up, and I turn to ask Hudson what she means, but he is full-on grinning at me. The little dimple in his cheek I so rarely see melts my heart, and I am powerless to resist him. I place a hand on his chest, and my whole body melts into his. Olya pulls the case out of the display, but Hudson beats her to the punch, lifting our joined hands and slipping the ring gently on my finger. His fingers brush against mine, sending shivers through my whole body as my breath catches in my throat. Even Olya must sense what's passing between us.
That was beautiful.
It's just the mating bond. That's what's making me feel all these weird things towards Hudson. Just the mating bond.
My finger starts to itch, and I glance down at the tiny runes burn a bright orange for a second before fading back to their previous silver etchings. My gaze searches out Hudson's again.
My gift to you, Grace.
Hudson bought me a ring? Why? What does this mean? My heart starts to pound in my chest as I become aware of where we are again, like waking up from a cozy nap. Oh my god. I let Hudson buy me a ring. He narrows his eyes on me.
You're about to make a thing about this, aren't you?
Well, of course. You can't just go around buying people magical rings.